whole city had taken headlines in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, they most certainly had. And I suppose it's kind of contrasting emotions now, because for Leeds fans, there's this real feeling of optimism, you know, doing so well in the league, new investment coming in. Well, at Hull City, bottom of the Premier League table, the takeover saga, which has dragged on and on and on and on. And it does appear now that a unlikely name is going to be thrown into the hat to be the new head coach.
Yeah, let's find out about this unlikely name with Jack from thesackrace.com. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
So, Tom has beautifully sashayed us toward this this unexpected name linked with the whole job. Who is it, first of all, Jack, and then what can you tell us about him?
Well, just starting off with feeling, I mean, we've said so many times before on the show, that once there's one sacking, it triggers off a few, doesn't it? So, there's been three Premier League sackings in 13 days now, and there's probably going to be more, you'd expect. He started well with a couple of wins, but he's obviously gone now. And it was Gary Rowett who emerged as the early favourite for the job. But then, suddenly this morning, Marco Silva came out of nowhere to the 1-10 favourite. And this is a name I don't think too many people are familiar with. But if you look at his record, it's absolutely, it's stunning, to be fair. He's been in charge of Olympiacos for a season, won the title. He won the Portuguese Cup with Sporting, and he also got Estoril, this Portuguese side, up to the top flight, and they qualified for Europe for the first time in their history. But, of course, he's not been embroiled in a relegation battle, which is what Hull are in right now. So if Berardi gets the job, it'll be interesting how he does, but he's got no Premier League experience, and that it could count against him. But they may be looking, on one hand, to go for next season. I don't know. But, yeah, it should be an interesting one.
That's the point that a lot of Hull fans have made. If this does happen, is, you know, normally when a manager doesn't have that experience of the division, they need that little bit of time to settle in. And if it's at the start of the season, they've got the summer to do that. Well, obviously, he's in a position now where he's got to get the results going straight away.
I know. It's a massive transfer window for them as well, isn't it? Because they just haven't got the players at the moment. So Marco, considering the situation they're in at the start of the season, that they're actually only 3 points adrift of safety. So they're still a great chance of staying up, but you just think all their problems on and off the field. They need this big appointment, and they need to have, he needs to have the funds. He needs to be well backed for them to boost their chances of staying up.
Just to change club slightly, and Jack, you and I, we've spoken on the show about Leeds United once or twice over the last couple of years or so with managerial change. Now, today, it's not managerial change that's the big headlines. That is the fact that there's a new 50% owner coming in alongside Massimo Cellino. But just out of interest, maybe I'm being a bit naughty with this, but has there been then any movement in any markets about Leeds United head coach? Or as far as the markets are all concerned, this hasn't changed anything? Gary Monk is doing a great job and he'll continue with that.
Well, no, unfortunately, it's not a Championship sack race market. There used to be a couple of years ago, but I think because there were just so many changes that the bookmakers gave up. So unfortunately, I can't tell you if his odds have changed or anything. But I don't know his name, the guy who's just bought the 50%, he tweeted instantly and he backed Gary Monk. And we just did a little tongue-in-cheek tweet about the dreaded vote of confidence, because you see that so much and then the manager goes. But of course, Leeds are actually doing really well at the moment. So hopefully, they can continue that. But if he loses a few games, then you may see some random Italian manager coming in the other direction.
Yeah, just at the moment on the pitch, it seems to be a period of stability for Leeds United, and I think the Leeds fans would be quite happy with that. Jack from the sackrace.com, always great to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks very much, guys. See you later.